Senate President John Cullerton says the measure he introduced is a sort of overture.
The governor has asked for a property tax freeze. He's acknowledged that it could be a two-year property tax freeze, and that's what this bill does.
Schools rely heavily on those taxes. During the freeze, legislators would be charged with finding a new way to divvy up state education funding. It would also give Chicago schools some pension relief. What it doesn't do, though, is what Republicans, like Senate GOP leader Christine Rodonio, want.
And specifically, that would be to give local governments the tools to be able to conduct their business more cost effectively.
By rolling back labor requirements, Democrats say they'll never go along with union busting. I'm Amanda Vinicky.